Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was church yesterday? My, we had a wonderful Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a great, great spirit, a wonderful crowd, morning and evening. And God met with us, and we saw decisions made for Christ, and just a wonderful, wonderful spirit all day long. And what a great day with the people of God. I hope it was that way where you were, that you were in your church and you were in your place and there to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And that most of all, God spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed on Sunday, December the 17th. And now you're ready to go. One more week till Christmas Day. 1 week from today will be the day that's set aside where we especially rejoice and thank God for sending a Savior. The angels announced, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And I want to talk to you about that announcement. At Christmas time, we often think about that baby lying in the manger. And I mean, we like to sing "Away in a Manger, No Crib for a Bed," and "Silent Night, Holy Light, All is Calm, All is Right." But listen, the world doesn't really think sometimes about why was that baby born. The birth was not an accident. That birth had been planned since the foundation of the world. It was planned with a purpose. And I would remind you that 5.5 miles from Bethlehem was Calvary. The cross at Calvary casts its shadow upon that infant and would never leave him until he'd finished his mission. You see, Jesus was born to die. The purpose of his birth would be his death. He was born to die. John chapter 12 and verse number 27, Jesus spoke these words, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." You see, Christ was to die. That was decreed before the creation of the world. Revelation 13 and verse 8, "All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have been not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world." Acts 2:23, "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." 1 Peter 1, verse 18, "For as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ," now watch it, "as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." It's always been the plan of God that Christ would come. God would come in the flesh and die for man's sins. It was declared not only before the creation of the world, it was declared in the Garden of Eden. God told the woman, "I'm going to put enmity between you." He told the serpent, rather. He said, "I'm going to put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head and you will bruise his heel." We have the first promise of the beginning of the gospel. And Satan learns of his fate here, that he's going to have his head crushed in by the heel of Jesus Christ. And that will happen on the cross of Christ when he triumphs over him in it. And he triumphs over death in the grave. Christ was to die, was prophesied by the prophets. Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Isaiah prophesied that Christ would die for our sins. That Christ would die was prophesied at birth by the angels. To Joseph, the angel said, Mary will bear a son, and you'll call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. To the shepherds, the angels announced, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The Christ was to die was pictured by the gifts of the Magi, the gifts of the wise men. The Bible says in Matthew 2, After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, this is after his birth. The wise men were not at the manger. They're now in a house, if you notice, in Matthew 2. And it took them a while to travel their journey and then several hundred miles to worship the babe, guided by the star to where Jesus now is. And when they saw the child, they fell down and worshiped him. Now, it doesn't say there were three wise men. It just mentions three gifts. That's where we get the three wise men. But the Bible doesn't give a number. But they give him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, because he was a king. That's what you give kings. Frankincense, that's the gift of worship that we offer God. Oh, my friend, there's power in the worship of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I remember a pitcher named Oral Hershiser. He pitched for the Indians for a little bit, but his most memorable years came with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And in 1988, he had an unbelievable season. And during the playoffs that year, the TV camera zoomed in, and they caught Oral Hershiser in the dugout between innings singing softly to himself. They could not make out the tune, and the announcers simply said that Oral's record certainly gave him something to sing about. A few days later, Oral Hershiser appeared on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, and they replayed that tape. And Johnny Carson asked him, what song were you singing during the game? And would you sing it right here and right now? The audience clapped and roared its approval over Oral's embarrassed reluctance. But then on national TV, Oral Hershiser softly sang the tune the TV crews had not been able to capture on tape. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It was such a powerful moment. Silence struck that studio. And it would be used again in Johnny Carson's final episode, has one of the key highlights to his show's long history. Frankincense, worship, gold for a king. The third gift was myrrh. Myrrh, like frankincense, was a perfume. But unlike frankincense, myrrh was used for death. In the ancient world, it would be used to embalm a corpse. They would use this very perfume, myrrh, on Jesus. You read about it in John 19. And again, they were pointing that this babe was born to die. Just as Daniel prophesied in Daniel chapter 9, when he said after 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. So he knew that the Messiah will come and he'll die for others. Jesus would die was announced by John the Baptist. John said, Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. This was the lamb required and appointed by God who'd be offered as a sacrifice for the sin of the world. And then, of course, it was acknowledged by Jesus himself. Jesus, in the verse we read today, My soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. And then he said in Luke 9:22, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Born to die. You say, okay, Pastor, he came to die. What's the importance for that? Well, the time Jesus was born, he lived in that shadow. He lived in the shadow of the cross. He came to be the author and the finisher of our salvation. See, there's no salvation in the birth of Jesus. The lamb would have to be slain. The price for sin had to be paid. The wages of sin is death. And God the Son had to become a man to pay the price for our sin. And it was only Jesus in his perfect sinless life who could pay the price. He was 100% God, but he was 100% man. He hath made him, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, God, he hath made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That day on the cross, God took all of our sins, all of my sins, all of your sins, and he placed them on Jesus. And Jesus said, God, punish me instead of Stan Slabaugh. God, punish me instead of put your name there. He took our place. He paid my price for sin. And he became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. And after he took our sins and he paid the price for them, God turned his back on his son because he was bearing our sin. And that's when Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The only time Jesus ever called him God, didn't say Father, because he was at that point paying for our sin. That's why he died. That's why he died on the cross, to pay your sin debt, to pay my sin debt for me. And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead, and God says, I'm accepting my son's payment for the sins of mankind. And God says, that's what each of us must do. We must, by faith, accept Jesus Christ and his payment for our sin as our hope for heaven. You say, well, I'm a good person. What about your sin before God? He didn't say the wages of sin is to live a good life. Then you could pay your wages. He didn't say the wages of sin is join a church, or you could join a church and pay your wages. He didn't say the wages of sin is to get baptized. You get baptized and pay your wages. But the wages of sin is death. My friend, you'll either die and pay for your sins, you believe Jesus died for you, that he took your place. It's a side of the Christmas story that's not often told, but it needs to be told. Those tiny hands and feet of the babe in the manger were formed so that one day nails might be driven through them. On a rough-hewn cross of Calvary, that warm and soft little body that was wrapped in swaddling clothes would one day be ripped open with a spear. Jesus was born to die. The shadow of the cross was there from the very beginning. But he was born to die that we might live. Born to die in our place so we could be declared justified in the sight of God. Run to him. Look to him. Look to Jesus. Trust him as your Savior. Oh, understand what Christmas is all about. Understand what the birth was all about. It was about Jesus living a perfect sinless life and yet taking our sin and dying on the cross in our place. Rising again, where now he's able to save all those that come unto God through him. Out of gratefulness, we live for him. And the life he's given to us. Well, born to die. I hope you'll appreciate the Savior and you understand just why he came to be the sacrifice for our sin. I want you to have a great Monday, everyone. Look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. And we'll talk about someone else in the Christmas story. Until then, this is Brother Slabaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. sunny smile.